No matter how fine and good a seed is, it will be of benefit for you and will sprout and grow into a plant, into a tree to bear fruits, if it is entered into fertile land. If it is entered into barren land that is dry, with no nutrients, you can't expect anything good. And similar is a mother. A mother is like a land for her children. And she enters this relationship with her, with the husband, to train the children. And whatever good habits or bad habits are there in her or her family would ultimately transfer onto the children. It is possible that this will happen from the father's side, the husband's side as well. If he has bad character or his family has bad character, that will transfer into the lives of the children. It is necessary for our mothers and fathers out there, for parents out there, to create a conducive environment in the home, an Islamic ethos, so that we rear and we bring up and train our children according to Islamic values. Then inshallah azza wa jal, our children, our offspring will become obedient to us, will become pious and upright Muslims. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.